December the 20th. Only three games. How nice. Last night was pretty chaotic. As predicted, the Hornets are going to be resting some guys. So there's a little bit of streaming tonight. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about some injuries. This is the Friday pregame show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Got something loud in the blunt, yeah. Don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I am Adam King, your host. Find me on Twitter and on Blue Sky at AdamKing91, and find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. We are part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter. Three games. So not much to talk about, which is good. We're off to family Christmas today, so I'm actually sneaking this in while my wife's asleep. She'll get up. She'd be more surprised if I wasn't doing it, to be honest. Let's get into the games. Three of them. First game, Charlotte at Philadelphia. As expected, yes, the Hornets will rest LaMelo Ball, they will rest Mark Williams. So we are all over Vasily Micic. We are all over Nick Richards for today's games. Cody Martin probably sees a little bit more. Brandon Miller still out as well. So we will see, well, just more of everyone. Miles Bridges is going to have to do a lot on offense. Seth Curry will play a bit more. Salou will play a bit more. Moussa Diabate if you need some rebounds potentially. So a lot of streaming value on Charlotte tonight. For the Sixers, Joel Embiid remains questionable. No update as of yet that I'm aware of. Just double checking. No, nothing yet regarding Joel Embiid. So he is questionable. So that will obviously determine whether we're looking at Andre Drummond for streaming. If Embiid plays, probably not. If Embiid doesn't, probably. Yabusele, yeah, someone to consider nonetheless. He probably, what's this matchup? Diabate playing as the backup means there, I guess, could be considered small ball. He isn't particularly large, very good rebounder, but doesn't have the size. So that would probably mean that Drummond doesn't play a lot if Embiid is active. Kelly Oubre, make sure he's not available. KJ Martin, if you are desperate, has been decent enough for the Sixers. The Bucks at Cleveland. So should be a good game. I guess the only caveat here is that Damian Lillard is out. So that sort of hurts the Bucks. They are coming off that in-season tournament win. Whether there's some sort of a hangover, we'll see. Chris Middleton is probable. Giannis is probable. I would expect both to play. So really, we're looking at DeLon Wright. If you need steals and some assists, and potentially AJ Green, Gary Trent play a little bit more. I'd probably prefer Green slightly, but both, yeah, I think they'll just go with whoever has the slightly hotter hand. So a little bit of streaming value there as well. For the Cavs, Max Strus is questionable again. He was questionable for a while, then he was ruled out. Now he's questionable again. If he returns, I don't think we need to be adding him. If you want to grab him for this one game, by all means. But, they're playing so well that they don't really want to shuffle things up too much. I think his return just hurts guys like Caris LeVert. He's probably still worth rostering, but his value could come back to being more just streaming borderline kind of thing. OKC at Miami. So for OKC, coming off a good enough win last night, they weren't super impressive. Jalen Williams was not great, so look for him to try and bounce back in this one. But they're decently healthy. Caruso, if you need some steals. Joe, if you need some threes. Dort is probably still rostered. He wasn't great last night. I would think he is still rostered. And Kayson Wallace, again, if you need steals, is someone to look at. For the Heat, Pelé Larsen and Nikola Jovic are questionable. We're probably looking at both of those guys, along with Jaquez, along with Duncan Robinson. Highsmith, I guess, to a lesser degree, as streaming options. Duncan Robinson for threes, Highsmith for steals, Rozier, if he's available, points. He's probably still rostered, although he has been disappointing. So there's a little bit of streaming value here and on Miami as well tonight. But that's it, only three games. So it's really a lot of taking flyers tonight, hoping that you hit. You may not. I've picked up Micic in a league. I've picked up AJ Green in a league. I think that's all I've added so far for tonight. I'm going to go and hunt around and see if Nick Richards is available in any of my leagues tonight. I think I still have him on one or two rosters. And then Drummond would be the other one if we get word regarding Embiid, but I will also be on the road in the car. So may not get an opportunity depending on when they update Embiid's availability. Okay, couple of quick questions and then I'll sneak back out. Shining Knight, would I drop one of these to pick up Mark Williams off waivers? Amen Thompson, Tobias Harris, Devin Vassell, Bradley Beal. I have Dyson. Yeah, don't drop Dyson. Don't drop Vassell. Yeah, I mean, the cop-out sort of answer here, I suppose, is they are very different in terms of Mark Williams' rebounds, blocks, field goal percentage. The others are not. If I had to pick one there, it's probably Tobias Harris. I mean, if you've got some injury shuffling you can do, you could pick up Mark Williams tonight and throw him straight into your IR spot. So, yeah, if you've got someone in your active roster who has a red flag or is questionable or whatever and has eligibility to be moved into an IR spot, you could do that. Pick up Mark Williams and then move him into the IR spot. It's not being dodgy, but it's, yeah, rorting the system, taking advantage of the system. I don't know what we want to call it, but you could look at that. Tobias Harris, as I said, he's probably the one there. I know Amen Thompson's sort of role has been a little bit up and down of late. But I still think he's probably top 80 rest of season. Tobias Harris is probably in that range as well. Vassell, I still think, can be top 50. I don't know. It's a tough one. I like Mark Williams. Like, he has looked really good. It's a tough one. I think that because they're all must-roster players. If Mark Williams, I'm surprised Mark Williams is on you. It's an 11 team, 9 cat. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I think that still stands. If you can move him into your IR spot, otherwise, if you're not desperate for rebounds and blocks, I wouldn't worry. If you are, maybe Tobias Harris. Look, even Amen. I mean, as I said, I think he is top 80-ish, but his ceiling is capped by the fact that he comes off the bench. As for Beal, I don't know. He's been all right. If Booker misses time, Beal could actually be someone who goes off here over the next week or two, so keep an eye on that. Over under Kawhi, 25 games. 25. What do we got? 50 left, 55 left. I'll go over. Yeah, over 20. I think I'd go over 25. Do I think Giannis rests tomorrow? There's a chance. Probably depends on Dame's availability a little bit. Giannis does like to play through his injuries where possible. So I would probably expect him to play at this stage, but wouldn't be surprised if he is a late addition to the injury report. So Shining Knight has quickly in your IR. Do you only have one IR spot? That's something I'd change in your league. I'd go minimum of two, if not three, based on the way the league is going. Someone in frustration dropped him. Don't know what they're frustrated about. I thought he looked really good. Only one IR. Yeah, I would look to change that if you can. And obviously, yeah, you can't move quickly out of your IR spot. So I would consider dropping a man, Tobias. I guess it's thinking about, is anyone going to run and grab said player? So if you drop a man, is someone going to add him straight away? I think if you drop Bissell, someone probably would. If you drop Beal, someone probably would. Harris has got that name value, so someone probably would. A man would be the one that might just slip under the radar because he doesn't have that name value yet. And that'll do. That's all the questions. That's all the games. Very quick one, as I said. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I will be back with a post-game show later tonight. It could be a bit later, depending what time we get home. But there will be a show. Appreciate everyone. As always, I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep pre-game show. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at FBI Basketball.